What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Everyone, so we are right smack dab in the middle of the five elements of intimacy. I started this a couple weeks ago, and last week I kind of gave you a little bit of history, you know, just a little bit more about like, well, why would we want the five elements of intimacy? And you know, the five elements of intimacy are honor, trust, allowance, gratitude, and vulnerability. And, you know, we already went through vulnerability and trust, and today is honor. And just in case you didn't hear last week's episode, you create intimacy by creating an intimate relationship with yourself, by being vulnerable, by trusting yourself, by being an allowance of yourself and not in judgment of yourself, by honoring yourself and by having gratitude for you. Without intimacy, you cannot have communion. And communion is the connection with every molecule in the universe. It's a sense of peace and joy and peace. And even the joy of peace. So it's kind of, again, this misconception that, you know, if we have intimacy with somebody else, somehow there's completion. But then I talked last week about like still having something missing, you know, this piece that seems to be missing. When you're in communion with others, with yourself, with everything around you, there is this sense of ease. There's this peace is one way of saying it, but like just this, like this calm, like, and you could be the calm in the eye of the storm. There's like, you're in the center and maybe chaos is going on all around you and everything is, you know, up in arms and all that stuff. And there's still this sense of ease, this sense of peace, because you know, on some level, everything that's going on around you, even if it seems like chaos, is contributing to you, is working in your favor. And that's a thing that I, you know, I talk to a lot of clients about, and is about getting that the universe is conspiring for us and never against us. But the truth is, if we are not working against us, then we can see that way more easily. Or if we're not judging us, then we can see how everything is working out. If you're not judging what's happening in your life or judging yourself, you can see how everything is contributing to your greater, to your betterment, to your life. And so I always like to start our shows, at least somewhere in the beginning, with the practice of taking the deepest barriers down. And what that is just taking your deepest barriers down, even the ones you don't know about. And you can knock them down, tear them down, push them down. But basically what that does is it says, okay, for the next hour or for the next 10 seconds, I'm going to not fight against the world. I'm not going to fight against the energies that are happening. And just allow them to have a flow, an ebb and a flow. It's only in our judgment of things and our resistance and reaction to things that it holds it in place. So if we take our deepest barriers down, we're in allowance of, you know, life, life happening, you know, and truthfully, life doesn't always work out the way that we want it to, or we think it should, or and yet it is all working out in our favor. So how do we have that awareness? How do we get there? You know, it seems like we're a victim to life and circumstances and everything that's happening around us. Well, one is to be in question. Like, every time something happens that isn't working out the way that you'd like it to, could you ask, what's right about this I'm not getting? How can I use this to my advantage? Even if it doesn't look the way that you wanted it to look. And anything that doesn't allow you to just bring your barriers down, even if it's just for 10 seconds, and just perceive and feel, how is that? What's different about that? What else is possible? Anything that doesn't allow you to do that with great ease, will you destroy it and create it times a gazillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So we're on to honor, and honor is to treat with regard. It's to treat somebody with regard, not judgment. It's not to treat your mate with disrespect. If you have no judgment of the person you're with and you totally honor who they are, then they get to be who they are and you get to be who you are, and nobody has to judge anybody, and that's honor. It's maybe a little bit easier to see that in when you're in relationship or with somebody. At the same time, since we're doing the five elements of intimacy with ourselves, the question then is, do you treat you with regard? Do you honor yourself? Which is, do you not judge you? Or are you judging you all the time for every little thing that works or doesn't work? Now, I said works on purpose, because there is positive judgment and there's negative judgment, but it's still judgment. So if you're judging that it's working out, that you did it right, or you're judging if you did it wrong, that's not really honor, that's judgment. And judging you is the greatest unkindness you can do to you. Not to mention, judgment also stops creation and stops what's possible. There is no space in judgment. So it's easier to kind of see this in regards to other people. So if you have somebody and you're like in constant judgment of them and what they're choosing and not choosing, or what they're doing and not doing, are you honoring them and their choices? And everything that is, times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everything that brings up and lets down, right? So again, one of the things I really, really like to drive home is that I might be sharing some tools and I might be sharing some tricks on how to get out of it and all that stuff, but nothing that I share or am contributing is a new flogging tool for you. So even if today you recognize, oh, I am judging others and I am judging myself, that's not a new way to beat yourself up. It's not a new thing to make yourself wrong for, right? Because then that's just more of it, right? Judging yourself for judging. So would you be willing to also lay down the flogging tools? And everywhere where you're making yourself wrong today, and everywhere where you're judging how you're acting and not acting and what you've done and not done, where you destroy and uncreate that times of God's life. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So just because judging you is the greatest unkindness you can do, it may not create greater if you judge yourself for judging yourself. Anyway, just saying. So, what most of us have done is we've looked outside of us for somebody who is greater at something than us, who has more awareness, who has a better life, a better reality, a better world. And we have not acknowledged that we are the ones that created this, that we're not, that we have created our lives. The cool thing is that whatever you've created up until now, you have the power to change it and to create something different. If you don't like it, if something's not working in your life, you can change it. You have the power. How's it better than that, right? If you don't like the way things are going, it's okay. You created that, so you can uncreate it. And you can create something different. How cool is that? So, I say that because I wanted to kind of give us a little bit of groundwork today in saying that you are the creator of your life. And bringing it back to honor, if you are the creator of your life and things aren't working out the way that you'd like them to, what can you change to create even greater? What can you change to create even more? And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, we destroy and uncreate it times God's light. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine choice, boys, and beyonds. And just a quick little side note, if you're new to my radio show and you've never heard me do the clearing statement, you can learn all about the clearing statement at theclearingstatement.com. And it just basically clears a bunch of layers of energy that we carry around about a particular subject. So, great news. If you, your life, you are the creator of your life. You get to choose a life and living that works for you. And that is honor. Honor is choosing the life and living that works for you and being okay with your choices. Being happy with your choices, even. And did you know what? You don't actually have to choose. You don't have to choose to seek enlightenment. You don't have to choose to exercise. You don't have to choose to eat right. Eat, not right. Sorry, I didn't mean that word. Eat better. You can choose whatever works for you. I love Gary Douglas. He once said to me, he said, you know, a relationship that works is a relationship that works for you. So if the relationship that you're in, we'll take it to somebody else at this moment, you're in relationship with or in partnership with somebody, if it's working for you, then it's working for you. You don't have to do relationship the way anybody else does relationship. And the same goes for your relationship with you. You don't have to do your life and your living any way like anybody else is doing their life and living. You get to choose what works for you. Yeah, it's like it's so funny. I think I have somebody listening to this radio show right now, and he was like, "I can eat donuts." I'm like, absolutely. So I'm guessing he's listening because I don't know what that text would have to do with anything else. So yes, absolutely you can eat donuts. If that's honoring you and that's the what you want to choose for your life, the fact that we all think that we know better what's better for anybody else in their life is a misconception, but it's also a judgment. And what does judgment do? It kills what's possible. So The other thing, too, is nobody on this world and this planet is you. Nobody else is you. So nobody else is going to do the things that you do the way that you do them. Nobody else is going to achieve the things the way that you're going to achieve them. Nobody in the world can do it the way that you're doing it, because you're the only one that's you. But if you're not honoring you, if you're not really doing what works for you, and you're so busy trying to fit yourself into other people's realities and change yourself so that you are more like them or doing what they're doing, or, you know, maybe you're a kid who, you know, feels like she has to do what her parents do for work. It's like, no. We all get to choose what we want to do with our lives and how to do it, because we are ourselves. We get to do whatever works for us. So what would it be like if you chose for you? No matter what anybody else was choosing, no matter what anybody else was doing, and you chose what was best for you, regardless of what anybody else thought or projected you should be doing. Because everybody's going to have their own opinions, for sure. We'll continue that conversation on the other side of the break. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to call in. We have 202-570-7057, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we are talking about the five elements of intimacy today and the very light subject of honor. And right before the break, we were kind of talking about like how, you know, you have to live a life that works for you, and that's honoring you. And it's really not a kindness to you or to other people for you to think that you know what's best for them, you know. And, you know, truthfully, we all get attached. We all get attached to, like, if we have children, we get attached to them, you know, choosing the less bumpy road. Because we had a bumpy road and we're like, oh, well, we want to protect you from that bumpy road. And I mean, how did we all learn? We learned by falling down and skinning our knees and picking ourselves back up and going again, you know, like, I used to always wonder, this was funny. I actually got this awareness the other day. I used to always wonder like how, you know, stunt people who like skiers and snowboarders, cause I'm a skier, was able to like get good at doing, you know, jumps and stuff like that. Cause if the couple of jumps I've taken in my life were, painful and didn't end very well. So I decided that maybe jumping wasn't a good idea for me, after my last CAT scan for my head. But anyway, that was a side note, but it's a funny one because that was the last jump I took. And then I started wearing a helmet after that jump. but I was always wondering, like, how do you learn how to jump like that? Because some of them can do these flips and crazy stuff. And I was like, I'd go, okay, I know somebody who was probably teaching them for one. And then the other thing is that they, you know, probably did smaller jumps and then worked up to bigger jumps. Yes, all of that. And then I kid you not, the other day, I had somebody talking to me about how some of them train to do jumps and they do these jumps into a pool. And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Because I was like really wondering how they weren't always injured and didn't always have some sort of broken limb and stuff. Well, some of the, you know, crazier jumps, they probably practiced going into a pool. And I don't know how much of that happens. I know some of it does, but anyway, it was just like, okay, so, you know, we all learn in different ways. That's one thing, but we also, you know, a lot of times we do learn how to do things from falling down and picking ourselves back up. So, but I know it's so hard as a parent to let our kids fail and let our kids fall down and let our kids, you know, have things happen that aren't so great, because we're like, well, if I can protect them from that, I can stop them from being in pain, obviously. But how much did you gain, and how much awareness did you gain? How much did you learn from every time you fell down? Like, choice creates awareness. So if you choose something and it doesn't work out so great, you get to choose again. You don't have to keep, you don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over again, because that's the definition of insanity anyway. But I think a lot of us don't choose because we're afraid of what might happen. But the truth is, you can't ever know what's going to happen if you don't choose, if you don't allow yourself to take a risk, if you don't allow yourself to get out there. And I bring this up in the context of honor, because a lot of us also don't honor ourselves and let ourselves choose what's best for us. So one of the questions I like to ask is, if you were being the choosing one, what would you choose? Not what would your parents choose, not what would your spouse choose, not what would your peers choose, not what would the popular kids choose. If you were being the choosing one, what would you choose? Right? Because again, your path is not like anyone else's. It may have some similar aspects at times, but still the way that you got where you're going and beyond that, it will never look the same as anybody else's. As different as we all look on the planet, right? We also have our own unique path. We also have our own unique even vibration and energy that we emit, that we broadcast. So no one else is you. So no one else can bring what you have to offer the world exactly the way you offer it. So maybe you're a video game creator. That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be Buddha meditating on a mountain for you to make a difference. You don't have to be a huge, you know, teacher of thousands of people and to make a difference. You can make a difference in your own backyard, believe it or not, just by you being you. So let's say you're a painter, but maybe you're not a public painter. You don't really paint for the public, and it's not really in the public's eyes. But the energy that you're being when you're painting, the honoring of yourself that you're being because it's something that brings you joy, that emits an energy, a frequency, a vibration out into the world and contributes to everything. Joy is actually the thing that heals the planet. So what can you do to be more joyful? What can you do to raise that vibration, to expand your frequency? And you don't have to be a mentor to billions of people and write, you know, a best-selling novel and, you know, do all of these things to make a difference on this planet. You honoring you makes the biggest contribution to this planet you could ever imagine. It's beyond our comprehension even, because it's not visible necessarily. I know there's a word that's escaping me right now, but you know, it's not something that you can necessarily check off a list. It's an energy that you're being. When you're honoring you and you're being you and you're choosing what's best for you and the joy of being, that contributes far greater than anything that's measurable even. And maybe nowadays with the way science is, they can measure frequencies in a way that they couldn't before. But to the layman's eyes, you know, without some, you know, heavy machinery, we can't really see that. But we can feel it. We can perceive it. We can experience it. So if you were honoring you and being the choosing one, what would you choose? What is the life and living you would like to create? What is the life and living that you would like to have? Even if it's racing cars, like, you can be a race car driver because it brings you joy and you have fun with it, right? You can be an artist, a cartoon maker, And maybe you're a cartoon maker for yourself, but you love to doodle and you love to just create just for the sake of creating. That sends a signal out into the universe, and it also does something for you because it's honoring you. And maybe it's, maybe I'm a huge nature girl. Like, man, do I love being in the woods. In the woods, hiking trails, preferably trails with not a lot of people. Because I'm out there to be with nature. I'm not out there necessarily to be with people, right? But that is a huge honoring to me. And I know that my hikes and my walks in the woods are a contribution energetically, because I am so joyful and so light and just happy to be there, enjoying the beauty, enjoying the movement of my body, enjoying my body, right? Awesome. So if you were honoring you, what would you choose? And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that with total ease, will you destroy and uncreate it in totality? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And how many projections and expectations are you using to create the person you are not, are you choosing? And everything that is times God's letting you destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So again, that goes back to everywhere where we are biomimetically mimicking other people, or thinking we should somehow be like other people, or we should act like other people. You aren't other people. I'm not other people. Would you be willing to be as weird as you truly are? Dr. Dane here is doing a year-long program called Be Different, Stay Weird. And it is so awesome because it's just an invitation to just be you. He wrote an amazing book called Being You, Changing the World. Highly recommend it to anyone out there. It has changed my world and the lives of so many others. I wonder if it's millions yet. I know it's thousands, but it's awesome. And it's a book like none other. It's not in this normal literary world. And yet the energy of it, the vibration of it, the frequency of it is an invitation to be you and change the world. Not be somebody else. Not be Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. I don't know why those guys came to my mind first, but... Madonna. You can tell what era I'm from. But that's the other thing too. Like, who cares what kind of music you like? It doesn't matter if other people don't like your music. All that matters is that you like your music. And it could be music you're singing, you're performing, or just the music that you listen to. Maybe the music you listen to is different. And that's okay too. Right? You get to choose. And, if you're not trying to be somebody else, you're not pretending to be somebody else, we also tend to try to get it right, be good, be perfect, be correct, be liked. Being liked is a big one. We all want to be liked, right? However, if you were so invested in being liked, you were never going to choose what's best for you. You were never going to have the life that really works for you. You are always going to be choosing for someone else, right? And that's not honoring you. So if you're honoring you, all of that stuff goes away. If you were not trying to get it right, be good and perfect and correct, what would you choose? And everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and yachts. How many projections and expectations are you using to create the person you are not choosing to be? Everything that is, times a God saying, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and yachts. And how many of you were vilified when you did things that were unique and different and weird and great, right? Everywhere where people made you wrong because you were being brilliant and talented and fabulous, would you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and meons. The truth is, nobody else is you, and nobody else is going to go where you want to go. So would you be willing to go anyway without them? Even if you had to go it alone. I don't know. Food for thought. Definitely. So everywhere where you haven't been willing to choose what works for you and be you, would you now destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and meons. The only job in this world is to explore what being you and is fun for you is. Being irrationally crazy, wonderful, and fabulous, and a mess. Could you be all of that and be okay? Or be great? Everywhere we haven't been willing to be great, would you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and yachts. We're going to take another short break here. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in 202-570-7057. I look forward to talking to you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Venus Castleberg. Welcome back to the Five Elements of Intimacy today. And I wanted to take a moment and read you my favorite poem in the whole world. It's just an invitation to something, and I wanted to share it with you because it's really touched my heart over the years. It's called A Tree You Can Wind Around. You are like a wisteria vine in a meadow. You will naturally climb to the highest point as soon as you are able, and then offer your brilliant color and scents to the world the best you can when your tendencies ripen and the temporal and eternal spring dawns. Yes, when your season comes, if a tree were near your arms, you would move towards it as if you were in love, sensing some potential of giving and receiving more, achieving your destiny, hanging from the sky. When you bloom, is it not clear? You will offer so much to the world to be harvested. All your limbs, my dear, can entwine with a pillar of a kindred spirit like me, and rise and rise and rise until no one on earth can see you anymore, for there is no limit to our height. There are so many ways to touch the world. If you sing, your sounds will press against my cheek in a way I desire. If you dance, I will become the ground you bless, as happiness does for this world. If you make love with another form and can satisfy it, any signs of respite are also mine. This is just the way things have become, waltzing towards the heart's passion. One day, my dear, you will realize you can accomplish everything just by appearing among us. If I thought you could hear what I just said and cash that in, walk off a wealthy person, I could spare repeating it, but I don't mind. Yes, the real blessing of this world is simply you having ever been. Knowing that from this realization came dawn and every benevolent wave that spreads out, exploring the endlessness of time. And that is by Hafiz. You can accomplish anything just by appearing among us. You don't have to be something different. You don't have to do something different. Just you, being you, exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not. And what future possibility could you create by being you? What else would really be possible if you were being you, no matter what? No matter who would go with you, no matter if anybody else would choose what you're choosing, no matter what future would that create? And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive it, it could destroy and uncreate at times and it's like, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be you in totality? And anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate at all times of God's eye. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What else is possible? So honoring you is just showing up for you in whatever way that looks. And if that means you need to take some alone time, take a bath, take a walk in the woods, it's fine. If, you know, honoring you is speaking up, speaking, you know, saying what you'd like to say, giving yourself a voice in the world, that's great. There's really no wrong way to do this. So everywhere where you bought the lie that there was a wrong way, a right way and a wrong way to do life, and that you're failing miserably at it, why'd you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meows. Are you really failing? Or are you succeeding in ways that you've never acknowledged? Like, where are you succeeding? That's also honoring you. Like, acknowledging what you are succeeding at, what you are accomplishing, how far you've come, how much you've changed in such a short period of time. If you really look back at even the last year, 10 years, 20 years, how quickly that time went by, and how different you are today than you were then. Right? It's like night and day. You've changed so much. So can you acknowledge, can you honor yourself and acknowledge how far you've come? And what else might be possible if you honored yourself first? Not everybody else first. Not everybody else's needs first. But you first. Different way of thinking about it, huh? Nobody else is you. And has to bring what you have to bring. I know I say this one a lot. I guess today's a day of poetry. But I reference this, the poem, a lot. I don't necessarily say it correctly or, you know, I definitely have not ever read it to you guys, but I'm going to read it to you because this one is also very fitting for today in the conversation that we're having about being you and honoring you. So our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we liberate from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That's Let Your Light Shine by Marianne Williamson. And, who are you not to be? But the judgment of that you somehow know what you should be versus acknowledging and appreciating what you are. You don't have to be anybody else. You don't have to be a poet. You don't have to, you know, be a rock singer, world famous rock singer. You don't have to be an actor to have your imprint impact the world. It reminds me of the butterfly effect. I'm sure some of you have heard this, but maybe you haven't, because the butterfly just flew across my window and I thought, oh, that's so perfect because it's so true. We're all butterflies. And a butterfly's wings flapping here can cause a tidal wave in the southern hemisphere. Like, I don't know the scientific pieces behind it, but like the wings flapping do impact the whole world. The pebble dropping into a pond does ripple out and affect everything around it. You being you, exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not, ripples and impacts others. It changes others. The more that you're willing to be you without apology, without excuse, without, you know, anything that anybody else might say, without judgment, the more that you're willing to be you, you give other people permission to do the same. That's what that means to me. Let your light shine doesn't mean you have to go out and, you know, be a world-class opera singer. It's you be you, and that tells other people they can be the same. They can be them. And if you were honoring and choosing for you, what would you choose? If you were the choosing one for your own life and your own living, what would you choose for you? And maybe it is what you're doing. Maybe you're already doing it. And maybe there's places where you could do more of it. Maybe there's more that you could add to honor you. And it could be something small. It could be something big. It could be committing to having a life of ease. It could be committing to have a life of joy. It could be committing to having a life of beauty. Whatever it is that makes your heart sing, whatever it is that brings you joy. That's honoring you. And if you were truly honoring you, treating yourself with regard, what would you choose? And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that with total ease, you destroy and uncreate it in totality. Right, wrong, good, bad, pug, bottle, nine, shorts, boys, meals. And honoring you doesn't have to cost money. or it really doesn't take, you know, some big tidal wave or mass event for you to honor you. You can do it in the little things. You can do it in the little steps. You can do it in the little, a little action every day that just says, hey, I'm not going to judge myself today. I'm not going to make myself wrong today for something that happened or didn't happen or the way that I did it or didn't do it. Because like I said in the beginning, judgment stops what's possible. It stops creation. So let's say, I'll give you an example. So let's say you're creating a new business or something. Creating could be, you're creating some sort of something. It could be a painting or writing a book or creating a class or a program or whatever, right? You're creating something. So inside of that creation, though, the minute you start judging it as or comparing it to other people even, like comparing it, like, I should be way busier than I am. I'm not as busy as everybody else is, or I'm not as successful as that person, or I'm not as popular as that person, or I'm not as rich as that person. That's all judgment, and that stops what's possible and what's creation. So let's say that you desire to create something and you let go of those judgments of what it should and shouldn't be and how fast and how big and blah, blah, blah. Right? If you let go of that, if you let go of the judgments you have on when and how and all that stuff, that's where the magic happens. That's where the universe surprises you and says, hey, you know, you asked for this. You said you were desiring to create this. You wanted more of this in your life. And you let go of the when and the how and you stop judging it as, you know, it working out the way that it should, because there are no shoulds. but when you let go of that, the universe can surprise you in ways you could never imagine. And things can become things that you never imagined. Like I had a complete class that came into my awareness, and I thought I was going to do it as a teleclass and all this stuff, and now I'm actually creating it as a Kajabi course, which was so not in my field of awareness. But I mean, I got the download of the class a year ago, and I thought that, you know, and I tried to create it as a teleclass and it never went anywhere, and so then I just put it on the shelf. I was like, okay, I'll just whatever. And then just yesterday it came into my awareness to create it as a Kajabi course. And I was like, how fun is that? But if I had been attached to how it looked and when it came to fruition and what was going to happen with it, then it couldn't become something even greater. The magic couldn't show up. So I just invite you to, like, yes, let your own light shine. Yes, keep moving forward for yourself, whatever that is. But let go of that it needs to look a certain way. It needs to be a certain way. And comparing yourself to others, you're doing the best you can with the tools that you have. And, like, acknowledging that and being like, yeah, I've really come a long way. So thank you so much for being here. I've run out of time. If you'd like to learn more, you can check out my Venus Castleberg CF page on Facebook. I actually have a free Zoom tomorrow about blissful, bountiful bodies. And if you'd like to join me for that free Zoom, you can check it out on the CF page. Anyway, have a wonderful week, and I look forward to talking to you next time.